Did you fall and hit your head?
I'm not going to say a word here.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
You Texans, you drive me nuts.
Lucky I'm in love with my best friend. Lucky to have been where I have been. Lucky to be coming home again.
What are you ruining it for?
I wasn't ruining it. I was singing along. Oh. I was mimicking the emotion that is expressed in the lucky song.
You weren't mimicking it. Well, maybe mimicking. Yeah. Making fun of.
I wasn't making fun of.
Uh-huh.
By my participation in the song, I was condoning its emotional involvement.
Okay. Whatever you say.
What do you mean, whatever I say? I said what I said.
I don't believe you.
This is me saying what I am saying.
Oh, okay.
Can I tell you briefly that I am not a geek?
You've expressed this before.
No, I didn't.
Why do you keep saying this over again?
I have to you, but they never heard it. This was from The Lost Show.
Oh.
I am only a geek wannabe.
Yeah. No, you're not really a geek.
I don't even really want to be a geek.
You're a cool guys guy.
But it's like people are making fun of me because I didn't know what Firefly was. I'd seen the movie, Serenity, and then I started watching the series. And then I found the series on Hulu. I said, oh, I know this. Oh, is this like a series based on the movie or what? So, but actually the movie was based on the series, they told me, but then they were making fun of me for not knowing that. But then it doesn't make any sense because the movie is the series, from what I can tell, just mm-hmm. abbreviated.
Oh, okay. What is that?
So might as well just watch the movie.
What is it, some science fiction thing?
Yeah, it's a cool little story.
Huh. All right.
It's based in, it's called Firefly. It's based.
I got enough.
Kind of Western.
I got enough. Nope. I am full up with Galactica.
We are. We are full on Galactica.
We watch 3 episodes a day.
Almost out of count because we ran out of discs, you know, the Netflix thing. We kind of got off kilter somehow. We ran out of discs, and it was right at
a part one of a two-part thing. It was a cliffhanger.
It was a cliffhanger. And it was the really good one where the new admiral showed up, you know, the bad admiral.
When they found the Pegasus ship.
She was like a dictator admiral. She killed all these people.
I was scared of the president when she said, you're going to have to kill her. I'm like, you go, girl. Take her out.
Hey,
wait a minute. That made me Mono. I'm by Mono. Oh, there it is.
What is wrong with you?
It jumped. When I hit the desk, my headphones went from 2 to 1.
Well, I don't think anybody else experienced that but you.
experienced it with me.
In your little world. Well, we have but my favorite television show at this moment, this is how geeky I am.
Uh-huh.
My favorite television show at this moment, the brand new show, just love it. I think it's the best show on television. I think it's the classic of all classics. It's the best of all best. It's what's going on right now that really everybody should be checking out. It is The Penguins of Madagascar. It supplies me with endless amounts of fun.
Yes, it is. I think Brad and I enjoy it 10 times more than Helen does. We get the biggest kick out of it. We laugh.
King Julius. I love the penguins.
He is funny.
I love the penguins.
Penguins are funny.
But the King Julius is
and I love that. It did it again. I'm not doing anything.
Well, you need to make sure it's plugged in good there.
It is plugged in.
You got a short. Now you did it to me.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
Is that better?
Yeah, it's just coming out the back there.
No. The penguin is the guy from Seinfeld, Elaine's boss.
Oh, is that who that is?
The second in command.
Cute and cuddly, boys. Cute and cuddly.
That's him. Cute and cuddly. No, he's not the lead penguin. He's the tall one.
Oh,
the tall, skinny penguin.
Oh, I don't know who that is. Rico?
Yeah.
He says, they're taking on this. There's this little squirrel, and he says, I'm not taking on any of your new recruits now. And the otter was trying to talk him into taking this little squirrel in. And he says, nope, he would never pass the psych examination. How Rico slipped through is still shrouded in mystery.
I love it. It's his voice. It's hysterical.
Yeah, it's totally serious. Oh, and, oh, it's so good.
Funny. And King Julius is the best.
And King Julius sits me over the edge, you know. He says, if you touch the royal feats, you shall be banished forever.
Banished
forever. Or eternity. I'm flexible.
Kills me. I walked through the living room this morning getting ready for church. And he's got that stupid crown that hat that he wears. And he jumps on a bounce house in the zoo. You know, it's at my happy place. And I'm walking through and I hear he goes, I want to play. And by play, I mean win. I see. It's funny. It's funny. No matter what he does.
It's funny.
Well,
you know who else is funny?
What?
Our listeners.
They are funny.
They call in and say funny things
to us. They do, but then you lose the shows.
And then I lose the shows and they all get mad at me.
Yeah.
And then they don't call in anymore.
I'm mad at you because that's 35 minutes I'm never going to get back.
Like 5 calls last week. This week, 2. Because I didn't play
that's
the calls.
That's right. See what you do?
You got to play the calls for people to call in. Otherwise, they don't feel validated in their call-ins.
Well, then let's play them. Hit me.
Brad and Paige, this is Dave from the original Jen and Dave. You know, the first Jen and Dave, just throwing that out there for
Jen and Dave Bush, I think is their name. Anyway,
the original Jen and Dave?
I think so, from Nebraska. I think that's who this is.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We've actually had 2 Jen and Daves. Well, Jen and Dave Avilia is the third Jen and Dave.
Really?
Yeah. Jens love Dave. That's all. That's what I figured out.
Huh.
I figured out that Jen and Daves attract each other.
Okay.
But this is the original Jen and Dave. We have My Life Ministries is blessed with originals. Uh-huh. We have the original Jesus Geek.
Uh-huh.
We have the original Jen and Dave.
Uh-huh.
We have the original Jose Torres.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's a copy, but we have the original. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That's all you got?
No, there was one more. Jesus, I said Jesus Geek?
The original Jesus Geeks.
We have the original Jesus Geek.
Geek.
And the original Jen and Dave.
Mm-hmm. You said that.
Yeah.
Can we listen to Dave?
And that's about all.
Okay. Let's listen to Dave.
What? Who?
Dave.
Dave.
Calls.
Dave's on here, man.
All the other pretenders. And wanted to let you know that.
Ooh. He called Dave Avilia a pretender. Ooh. Ooh. I didn't say it. I didn't say it, Dave. I didn't say it.
Hey, Brad and Dave.
I started it over.
Dave. From the original Jen and Dave.
I'm such a dweeb.
You know, the first Jen and Dave, throwing that out there for all the other pretenders.
Pretenders!
And wanted to let you know that.
Pretenders.
And I wanted to let you know, as in regards to the A-Team, that there was a female on the A-Team. Her name was Amy. She was a reporter. Now, she was kind of...
Listen closely,
Dave. Wait a minute. No, no, no.
Listen closely, Dave. Faith is not Amy.
No, no.
Faith is Mr. T.
I am Mr. T. End of story. Not Amy. Not behind the scenes, girl.
Your life shall be filled
Mr.
with much
T.
less anguish if you get this fact down.
Mr. T. Take
this from King Julius. She is Mr. T.
Thank you very much.
She will take you out.
I will kickbox you.
Kick
into forever.
She will kick Tookish your box. That's all I'm saying. And arrange those words in any way that you feel necessary.
In the behind the scenes, but she was a part of the A-Team. And just letting say.
But his point is still valid that there was a girl on the A-Team.
Yeah, but I'm not her.
No, I don't think he's saying that.
Not her.
He's just disputing the fact from the Roni show.
Yeah.
The Roni, Jeff Roni.
Jeff Roni, yeah.
He's disputing the fact that Jeff Roni offered up that there were no girls on the A-Team.
Oh, I see.
So he's not saying that you're Amy.
I'm not.
In his defense.
Okay. Just make sure.
Okay.
I missed a D.
No, that it's okay for you guys to be the A-Team, and that is just fine.
The only difference between Faith and Mr. T, there's only one significant difference between... There's only one significant difference between Mr. T and Faith, and that is that she has slightly more bling.
Slightly.
One other thing I was wondering, in response to the God and time and all this stuff, and don't worry,
really?
Faith, I'm not going there.
You are.
He says he's not going there.
He is going there.
He says he's not going there.
He went there. He said time. God in time.
He says he's not going to where
speak
he thinks he's going.
But he's saying it.
He's going to someplace else.
All right. You bring it up and then say you're not going there.
Yeah, I'm a pastor and all this stuff, but I get lost in the whole debate over the whole stuff because, you know what? I don't have time to sit and think about all that. Maybe Brad has more time than I do to ponder all.
See, you went there. I don't have more time than you. Time is not relative, no matter what Einstein says. I dispute Einstein, and I dare him to come here and tell me different. Until I hear back from him, I'm going with my theory.
That's right.
All these deep intellectual, well, let's rethink that. Brad probably just has more time than I do. My question for you, Brad.
Was he just saying you're not deeply intellectual?
I think he did. You don't know how. This is not easy. There are four or five wires going on right now here.
It takes a lot.
This is not.
To push the button and start the calls over every time.
That's right. Did I just do it again? No, I couldn't.
With this whole question with God and time, and he's inside of time or outside of time, does God wear a watch? Just wondering. That's just something I was thinking about.
Well, that's.
He doesn't need a watch.
Regardless of whether he's inside or outside of time, I'm pretty sure he knows what time it is.
In all the time zones.
I'm on God time.
That's yes. Right. He brought it up. He said he wasn't going to bring it up, and yet he brought it up.
God.
Does he not know the difference of bringing something up and not bringing something up? Brought it up.
God
went there. Time brought
time.
It up.
God invented space. Does that mean that God is somehow subject to space? No. But does that mean that God is in space?
See what you do
yes.
to me? You bring it up, it brings him. See, then he can't stop himself.
Because
he has
no place
to argue
God
it.
Is not. So God is in space, so God is in space.
Shut
okay.
up.
Just like God is in time.
Shut up. Shut
he
up.
He created time. He's in time.
Shut up.
He did something, and thereby time was created when he did something. It's just a conceptual thing. It's not
shut
something
up.
You can step in or out
shut
of.
Up. Shut up. Shut up.
Are you talking to me? You're not talking
so
to me.
I'm so tired of talking about time.
It's not my fault they keep bringing it up.
That's what he says. I'm not bringing it up, Faith. Yeah, you are. You know what you do to me? You do that to me. Him.
You know what you need to do? You need to embrace the concept. You need to embrace this instead of fighting it every time because you're really not sick of it. You're just sick of fighting it. So don't fight it. Then you won't be sick of it. Put the gun down. There you go. Okay. It's going to be okay. We'll go on with the call. I think it's almost over.
Well, I think that's about it. Catch you guys later. Enjoy the show. Keep up the good work.
You're welcome. Bye. Now, listen, Jen and Dave, you haven't called in like 2 years. And when you don't call, we assume you're not listening. Okay. So
really? We do?
I do.
Oh.
So there's... Four people called
Excuse
last week.
You.
Did I just belch?
I don't know.
Quality AT material here, folks. Yes. So when I had four calls last week, so I assume four people listened. Okay. And then I had two calls this week, so I assume two people listened. You know, and I got like three emails. So I knew of five people. That's all that counts.
Okay.
I mean, you've got Google Analytics. You've got FeedBurner that keeps stats. You've got all these things that keep stats on how many shows. I mean,
mm-hmm.
how many times the show's downloaded and all that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to any of that. Okay, if you're not calling me, if you're not contacting me, you don't count. Okay, that's the stats I use. So call in, let me know. Speaking of what, I challenge anybody who's never called in this week.
You call in.
But you've listened. No. This isn't your first time listening. You've listened consistently for a couple of months, or just, let's say. Okay, you like the show. You're not just testing it out. Okay? Yeah, I challenge you. And you've never contacted me. I challenge you to contact.
You?
Me or Faith. Doesn't matter which one.
Us? Might be good.
What'd I say?
What am I, chopped liver? I just sit over here and just calling you?
No.
Okay.
But I'm the one that has to get the call and all that stuff.
Uh-huh. I'm sitting here too, you know.
Okay. Well, go away. Not you. Not you. I meant this program. So let me give you the number that you can contact us. 206-350-6956. Call and leave us a message and we will play it on the show. Now, you can also go to twoblindsquirrels.com and leave a message under where it says contact. Just click on there where it says contact, and it'll come up with this little like web form thing. Where if, you know, you don't have to give us your email address or anything. You just fill out that little form and it comes right to me. And
there you go.
Yep. I get about five of them a day, but they're all spam. So, but I read them all. All right. So let's go back to the calls. That was great to hear from Jen and Dave. I'm glad they're still out there. Still alive and happy and together.
Good to know.
Hi, Brad and Faith.
Hello.
This is David from California.
Hello, Dave from
not
California.
Not B-Team Dave. You know me as Borg.
Hey, Dorg. Borg.
B-Team Dave.
Dorg?
Can I say Dorg?
You call the guy a Dorg? Well, what did he do to you?
I started off with Dave and ended with Org.
He didn't do anything to you.
Dorg. It's a nonprofit Borg. Dorg.
Dorg. Can we hear him?
What? Yes. Sorry. It's good to hear from him again. See, we hadn't heard from him in a long time either. So we got Jen and Dave and then him.
Dave just... He was over there, big line from just Mountain Pass. But oh wait, you wouldn't know what that. You're from Texas, that's right. Let's see. Well, that's a 4,000-foot high bump in the road to you guys.
Yeah, we don't.
Anyway, I just wanted to call.
We have mountains here, you know, and y'all have hills. I just want to make that clear. Okay.
Let you know that I'm loving the show, and keep up the good work. But I do have to take Brad to task on something he said. It was during a call to Logan.
This is about time I'm hanging up on you. Not because I don't like you. Because I don't want to hear it from her. Just kidding. I don't think that's what this is about.
And I think for a would you rather question.
Oh, would you rather, yes.
Saturn Sadist podcast, I'm pretty sure.
Saturn Sadist. Good
Brad
show.
Brad said that he could warp time.
Oh,
and
really?
I'm having a tough time with that because it's kind of insinuating that he's greater than God. I mean, we all know that God can't be outside of time.
We do know
and,
that.
You know, for Brad to be able to warp time, he'd have to be outside of time. So that would mean that he's greater than God. And, you know, I really, I can't build an altar to Brad. I don't know.
Please
do
don't.
Please don't. There's already one. It's out, you know, I'll send you the address to it if you'd like. But I'm just, you know, no, there's no altars to Brad. That's a bad, bad religion. That's a bad, bad.
Nothing good comes from that.
No.
No, no.
No.
So I'm going to have to, we got to work this out. Oh, well. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for poking me in the eye. Appreciate it. See you later. What's the matter? Somebody poke you in the eye?
Yeah. My contact is bugging me.
Oh, okay.
I think I got mascara in my eye.
No, we haven't seen any Christian movies, have we?
We've got one in there. The
wait, this is
why,
us.
Why am I talking?
What is this?
This is us.
Yeah, I got the window. UFOs.
Okay, isn't that weird hearing yourself? Okay, I'm going to stop this for a second. Hello, Brad and Faith.
Hi, Jose. Here
again.
Oh, I could have swore that it was Dave. That sounded like something Dave would do. Mm-hmm. Not the original Dave. We're talking about Dave Avilia.
The counterfeit.
The counterfeit. Oh, you are pushing it. He is going to so get you. He's going to banish it, you.
Banish it.
Okay, you asked for it.
I asked for it?
What
did I ask for? I didn't
when you
ask for nothing.
Vayas con Dios. See, it's not really how you say it.
What do you mean it's not how I say
vayan
it?
Vayan con Dios.
What?
Can, you know, go with God. So.
Look, Jose. Torres, a.k.a. Josie. I am from Texas, where people speak Tex-Mex. I know. I've lived here all my life. You're a Puerto Rican, which means you're from Florida and don't know Jack, okay?
Oh, those fight words there.
Bring it on, buddy. Come on. Come on. Come on.
I have nothing
bring
to
your
say.
Bring your Cabrera down here.
Your Cabrera?
I'll kick your sombrero all the way back to Florida. Is that what I'm supposed to do? No, I don't know. So, I'll have a cerveza right here for you.
Okay. Yeah.
I know two things in Spanish.
What's that?
Donde está el baño? And two cervezas. Dos cervezas, por favor.
What you need to say before you need to know where the bathroom is.
Those are the only two things you need to know. Mm-hmm. it's all the Spanish you really need to know. Everything else can be said with a 20. Get out of jail.
Then.
Where do I go from here?
Okay, then.
Don't hit me in the face. Everything else you want to say can be done with a 20.
Okay. Gotcha.
Where were we? Oh, he was making fun of my Tex-Mex accent. No, seriously. In Tex-Mex, Valles con Dios is how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now I'm sure that's not proper Spanish.
Yes.
But we're from Texas, so we don't care. We don't care about anything proper here. This is the way it is. You know?
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, that's, you know,
that's that.
That's that. I mean, I'm not trying to insult anybody who speaks Spanish or is from. That was loud.
Good grief. Buford, really?
I'm sorry. I didn't know. Y'all in the middle of something?
You think?
Listen, I come in here to set something straight. I heard y'all talking about Texas.
Uh-huh.
I come in here to set something straight.
What
I'm
straight?
Tired of this. I'm tired of all this business with, you know, that he said George Washington for Virginia.
What?
George Washington. You know, heard that story about chopping down a cherry tree and all.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. He's from Virginia.
No,
yes.
No,
and he
no,
can't
I
tell
no,
a lie.
No,
yeah.
No. I come in here to set it straight now.
Okay.
George Washington and his daddy, they lived in Land Passes, Texas.
Really?
They did.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't no cherry tree neither. It was a mesquite tree.
Oh, really? You can't cut those down.
You can, too.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, you can.
Uh-uh.
Uh-huh. You're talking about a Bodart tree. You can't cut that down. This was a mesquite tree, and he chopped it down, and his daddy come to him, and he said, George Washington Jr., there, did you chop down that tree? And he said, yes, daddy, I cannot tell a lie. I did chop down that mesquite tree. To which his daddy said, well, you can't be a politician in Texas if you can't lie, so let's get out of here. And they packed up and they moved to Virginia, and that's the true story.
Oh, good to know.
I just want to set the record straight.
I'm glad that you shared that with us. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much.
See, was he up in a tizzy or what?
He was. Well,
he wasn't happy about that at all.
He didn't like President's Day at all.
Ooh. It's not President's Day, but okay. That was in February. It's Earth Day coming up here.
Is it?
Yep.
What do we do? What do we do on Earth Day? We like,
you plant a tree. You plant things.
Worship the earth?
No.
You burn some incense to the earth?
No.
The altar of sand?
No. You worship the Lord who created the earth with his breath.
Oh, okay. Well, I could do that.
And you say, thank you for giving us this beautiful creation.
Why don't we call it Creation Day? Or Earth Creation
because
Day.
Because Christians didn't make it up.
Well, we didn't make up Easter or any of those other holidays, so we just need to convert it. Like
so we're taking
else.
It back?
We're going to convert it like we did everything else.
Okay.
Yeah, we converted like that pagan rabbit day to Easter,
mm-hmm.
to the Resurrection Day. Right?
right.
And we created the Mercury worshiping the sun thing into Christmas.
Right.
So I just say we take Earth Day and we make
okay.
it into
we'll
Creation Day.
Turn it into
Day.
Creation Day?
Sure.
That's a good idea.
We'll call the Pope about that.
Okay, you take
all
care
right,
of that.
I will.
Hey. See what he can do.
Who was talking?
He's kind of busy, though.
Wasn't we in the middle of something? Oh, it was Jose.
Pope's been busy, boy.
Jose was in the middle of telling me I didn't know how to talk, which I don't understand.
Repeat with me.
Okay.
Vayan con Dios.
Vayan con Dios.
Repite, por favor.
Vayan con Dios. We can make a tape.
Sounds very clear. Okay, you can make fun of my accent, too.
You have a funny accent. Wisconsin.
Have a good one. See you guys later. Bye-bye.
Adios.
Go back to shoveling the snow. Puerto Ricans in Wisconsin, you can't trust them.
Why they'd go there, I don't know.
Snow, there's no good. No good.
Why would you stay there?
Why polar bears live in Wisconsin, I completely understand. Why people live there is beyond me.
In the summer, yes. Winter, no.
All right. Moving right along. Thank you, Jose, for your call. By the way, you can check out Jose Torres on The True Love Show. That is mylifeministries.org/truelove. Oh, you know, he's not associated. I made the mistake last week of saying he was associated. I think I said this. I don't think I said this, but he said I said this, which I didn't really think I said.
With True Love Waits?
True Love Waits. No, that's not what I meant. I meant that's where the name comes from.
That's where the name
from.
Came
I mean,
from,
he is waiting.
He is
chastity.
I wonder,
the
is that...
The show is about chastity, and I think that is ultra cool, and I'm 100% supportive of that his show. It's an awesome show. It's a good show, too, by the way.
We need it, man. I tell you.
Proud.
Oprah's barraging us with telling our teenagers to masturbate. So we need that. Just saying.
Well, I know you're just saying, but I know what you're saying it on my show. Well, I don't like that word.
Well, I can't help you that you don't like it. That's what she's telling people to do.
Use the less vulgar. Just say playing with your hoo-hoo, okay?
That's less vulgar.
Say that.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Good grief. Forgot to put a warning on the show or something.
We need true love. Wait, seriously, I'm being taking a serious moment. It's very important. I'm
serious mom.
It's very important that his show be out there and get to our young people because...
It's not just important.
They're being barraged.
But see, I don't think it's... I mean, I do think this show is important for young people, but I get something out of it. Because it's not just true love waits before you get married.
No.
It's true love waits after you get married. Mm-hmm. You have opportunities to sin mm-hmm. and to be unchaste, even with your thoughts and
lust
with your
yes.
thoughts and your eyes. Even, you know, even for me. And so listening to his show is a good reminder.
Not you. Uh-uh. Nope. Nope.
That's right. I never have any problems.
Nope.
His show is a good reminder for all married folk. To wait on their husbands and wives and be in love
and being blinded by the light
and really that expression of love is to Christ
mm-hmm.
through your spouse. So
yes, and you're ruining it.
How am I ruining it?
People are ruining it.
I thought you meant I was
teaching their
ruining
children
it.
This and they're taking away the way God had intended it.
Something I didn't know. All right, well, we have 1, 2, 3, 4 more calls. So we're going to do those tomorrow.
Oh, we are?
We are.
Oh, okay.
Because we're at 24 minutes and people are sick of listening to me.
Alrighty then.
They got other podcasts they want to listen to.
Sure they do.
They do. Oh, they do. They have the True Love Show they want to go check out right now.
That's
they're
true.
Burning and urging to go check it out.
They're not supposed to be burning and urging.
What's
we
wrong
just
with
talk
burning
about
and
that?
Urging?
Not for a show.
Yes. Yes, they are. And they also need to check out the Jesus Geek at jesusgeek.info.
Mm-hmm.
And what are the My Life Ministries? Oh, and the Thin Ice. MyLifeMinistries.org/thin-ice.
Jen and Dave.
The Jen and Dave Show. They need to check that one out at thejenanddaveshow.com. And Jeff Roney at roneyzone.com.
There you go.
There you go. I'm sure I left out Sarah Winston Show and Big John's. And I there's so many. I can't go over everyone every time.
I know. We just do what we can. Can we go now?
I can't even remember. You what?
Okay, are we done?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let me play the exit music here, and we can get out of here.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, see, y'all won't know this because I run it through the level later, but that was really loud. Say thank you, Brad, for running everything through the level later.
Yeah. Thank you
You're
for fixing
welcome.
Your mistakes.
You're welcome. That's what I did yesterday on that door. Levelated it.
Yeah, you did.
With my levelator.
With your planer.
My planer.
Planer. Y'all are really nice to me. I'll send you tomatoes from my tomato plant.
That's right. She's going to have more tomatoes than she can stick a stick at.
I am. That's what my daddy said.
Daddies don't lie.
Bell peppers. Jalapenos. I'm making some salsa.
Hey, you're giving away my jalapenos. All right, everybody. Vios.
Vios con Dios. Vion con Dios.
Pie. John chapter 3. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher that comes from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered him and said, Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he be born a second time into his mother's womb? Jesus answered, Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from or where it goes. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven but he who came down from heaven, that is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, and that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds might be clearly seen, that they have been done in God.